It's big announcement time.
Drum roll, please.
We are going on tour.
Just, yay!
Northern News, live around the North.
Of course it's around the North.
We're not doing any Southern dates on this tour.
No way. We are going to the big ones, our big ones in the North. We're going Sheffield.
23rd of June.
We're going Hull.
26th of June.
We're going Leeds.
27th of June.
And we're rounding it off in Manchester.
On the 28th of June.
What a week.
Oh my God. We've done some live shows in Edinburgh and London. And we love them so much.
They're so much fun.
We do little fun headlines. There's slides. There's visuals.
Oh, it's brilliant. We can't wait to do it. And we can't wait to see you there. We'll see you in person. You'll see us in person.
You'll see our faces. You'll see whatever attempt at merch I've cobbled together in a shed.
So get your tickets now for the Northern News live tour at plosive.co.uk. That is plosive.co.uk.
We're going to get chunked out of our beans.
Let's do it.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Northern News, a podcast with me, Ian Smith.
Amy Gledhill. I'm from a lovely little place called Hull.
And I'm from the thinking man's Pontefract, Ghoul.
And we've been living in London, much to our family's shame, for too long.
So, we're going to be trawling the newspapers to find out all the stories we've missed from the North.
This is Northern News!
Hello, Northern News listeners, it's a new year!
Is it?
Yeah.
What? Is it?
You gotta keep your eyes on the news here, Amy. It's 2024.
No, it's not. I will not believe it's ever gone past 2005.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Y2K plus 5 is the highest I ever went. I never did a plus 6.
Just stop counting.
Oh, I'm not doing a 6.
Did you find it stressful? Why, in school, I had to write the date at the top of the page. And when it got a new year, oh, God, it was February. I was still writing the old year.
Oh, what are you like?
Constantly be saying to myself, Ian, for God's sake! 2 months now! You still think it's 97, you moron? I was really hard on myself.
97? God, you'd only been little.
I'd have been
about 8, yeah?
Yeah, 8 or 9, I think.
Oh, and you're going, Ian, you idiot!
Amy.
Hello.
How's your first week of the 2024s been?
Oh, I tell you what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to see something quite scary.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of the Mousetrap?
The Mousetrap?
Yeah.
It's the oldest play in London.
Yeah, I'm trying to be more cultured this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a real culture raven.
Really?
I'm not going to say vulture.
Okay, why?
I don't know. I literally don't know.
I'm not going to say vulture.
I've met a vulture and I really liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you've seen a vulture.
Right.
I don't think you've met it. Amy, this is Stephen the Vulture.
Hello, Stephen. Ian, I met it. I adored it.
I think they look nice. They get a bad rep because they eat the corpses of barely dead.
Oh, come on. Who done? They're being very innovative. It's waste not, want not culture.
Yeah.
And we should all be more like vultures.
Yeah.
And I'm going to die on that hill. Yeah. And then a vulture's going to eat me. The point is, Ian, I went to see the Mousetrap.
Yeah.
It was a gift. And I thought, when I got the gift, I thought, oh, that's nice. But in my head, I was thinking, come on, take me to Lion King or summit. There's a Back to the Future musical. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I was thinking, I've heard of the Mousetrap, but it's never hooked me in.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Who has?
It's been around, but it's like, oh, God. Well, anyway, we go to the theatre, beautiful old theatre.
Yeah.
actually very comfy chairs, and they're not always. They're normally very small, and your knees are touching the chair in front. But no,
lots of leg room.
Not lots. All my knees fit right in, just where they were meant to. And I thought, do you know what? Maybe this is going to be good.
Your knees.
All of my knees, every single bloody one of them, Ian.
Yeah.
And anyway, the play starts, and it is a play, you know. And you think, oh, here we go. And it starts, and honestly, I would say within 45 seconds, I was absolutely hooked. And I was thinking, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
What happens in the first 45 seconds?
It's just the mood of the piece. It's so cool. The set is so great. And then it's the first bit is just a woman coming on stage with a hat and a coat, listening to the radio.
I'm hooked as well.
On the radio, it says, and this isn't a spoiler because it's literally 45 seconds in, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
The woman's just, she's coming out of the snow. She's turned the radio on. She's walking around putting her lamps on. And on the radio, it says there's been a murder. The murderer was wearing a dark woolen coat, which she's got on, and a light scarf, which she's got on.
Fucking hell.
You think, hang about? Am I the only one that's noticed this?
Were you?
I was up in my seat, murderer!
It's you! You got a coat and scarf on!
Murderer!
Bitch! People holding your back.
I didn't see the rest of it, but I bet it's brilliant. Yeah, I bet it's
surely
really good.
It can't turn out that it was her. Like the big twist, and the killer was, well, you saw it at the beginning, she's wearing the exact same stuff.
Well, no.
Well, it sounds fantastic.
It's brilliant. Mm. I absolutely loved it. And as soon as it finished, I wanted to watch it again.
Really?
And I don't feel like that with anything.
Well, you've heard it here first. If you've never heard of the longest running play in London, Mousetrap... You've got to check it out.
And there's a little board, a little chalkboard, and as you go in, it says, this is performance number, and they write on it every day, but it was like, you know, thousands, and it just feels really special. And
same cast.
Must be same cast, yeah.
Yeah.
And in the programme, it says, like, all the records that they've broken and stuff, and one of the little trivia facts is that they've had the longest running understudy of all time.
Oh.
Yeah, so they've had an understudy who's, you know, for 30 years... Her job has been to understudy. You
still get a decent wage, wouldn't you? Get paid to basically, like, hope that someone falls ill. And if they haven't fallen ill, you're like, I haven't been in the mousetrap for 30 years and I get paid. I might fucking knock on the door and be like, yeah, I haven't been in the mousetrap for 30 years. Where's my money?
Now you come to say, now you come to mention, I haven't been in it at all.
They owe us all a lot of money.
Oh, my God. How have you started the year?
Well, I like to start a year with a bit of a... I'll think to myself, what do I want to do?
Yeah.
Creatively, professionally, personally.
Yeah.
I think that's it. But I think I'm going to chemically.
Yeah. What do you want to do chemically?
Bleach the bathroom.
Thank God you said bathroom.
What?
Anus. Anus sprung straight to mind. Front and centre.
But it shouldn't do.
It shouldn't do.
You hear bleach, you're like, anus.
Bing. Anus.
Bleaching your anus this year? Nah, it's always next year.
Like walking down a supermarket aisle and being like, oh, there's a bleach, anus. Look, all these people with anuses just walking around unbleached. Get them bleached!
No, but I thought to myself, what do I want to do? What do I want to work on? And I want to write a musical to complement my Pipes of an Angel. And I thought to myself, what's your classic Northern musical?
Yeah.
It's always... some form of workplace is shutting down and everyone's depressed.
Yeah.
Usually it's like, oh, but you know what? We'll all be all right if we raise this lump sum. But usually the way they have to raise the money is some creative art form.
Right.
You know what I mean? It'd be like, what, stripping? Well, that's for women. Or, you know, in ballet? Like that kind of thing.
Stuff women do.
Stuff women do
but
on a daily basis.
Men shouldn't do.
Well, I don't know if stripping and ballet is what women do all the time.
No, but I mean, if in a Northern musical, if it's a thing that if a woman did it, it's fine because nobody cares about the women. But a bloke,
you want to sing opera? Not in my house. So
that's fair enough, though, because that would be really annoying.
Yeah, it'd be a bit loud.
Yeah, you want to learn the trumpet? Not in my kitchen.
Yeah, you'd have a trumpet shed.
You'd have a trumpet shed.
And you'd soundproof it with egg boxes.
Any Southerners listening, you might not know, every Northerner has a trumpet shed.
Yeah. Get in, buddy, trumpet shed. Been saving up egg boxes for weeks. Just to really muffle.
Oh, you can muffle it as well. guy. What a bloody bag of party tricks he's got.
But listen, Amy, I've got a problem. I've never worked in a sort of factory. I haven't really had a kind of day job that has that working class jeopardy about it.
Right.
So what I've done, because I couldn't think of one, there's a website that's just got a random job generator.
Oh, yeah.
And then a website that's got a random hobby generator.
Oh.
And a random insult generator. So I can have the workplace.
Yeah.
The thing that the person wants to do to raise the money and the thing that the people in the town call the person who wants to do that creative thing.
This is amazing. So, not just for your musical, but just for your life.
Yeah, for anything.
Yeah.
So this is what my musical is going to be about through the random generators.
Yeah.
So it's going to be about a refuse collector who wants to do cooking and everyone in the town is calling them a pompous cock waffle. So he's a bin man who just wants to cook. So he's putting the bins out. Yeah. He's rooting through the veg
you
bin.
You shouldn't have thrown this away. You shouldn't have thrown that away.
Keep going.
You pop it all together and you make a stew.
It's a quick song.
It's all you need. Yeah. I've just gone on a random name generator to find the name of it. Of our protagonist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oliver Thomas Miller.
Oliver Thomas Miller.
Yeah.
The bin filler.
Oh, that's the one, isn't it?
Okay, and just very quickly, Amy, can you get a female name? I'm going to give you what your musical can be about. We can write rival musicals.
That's great.
What are you called?
Grace Davies.
Grace Davies, the school crossing warden, the lollipop lady.
Yeah.
And she's going to get sacked from being a lollipop lady. And the only way she can raise money to stop that is Q Sports. She's big into snooker.
It's the lollipop lady who loves practice of holding the lollipop.
She uses a lollipop.
She's using the lollipop.
She uses a lollipop, and because of that, everyone calls her a stupid turd canoe. What a beautiful story.
£6 for a pint.
What stories have we got from the north?
Well, welcome to something that I would like to do this year for realsies.
Mm.
So I know sometimes we have said, like, I want to go gravy wrestling and all that. But do you know when you're like, I do want to do that, but, I might be too busy when it actually comes up. However, this is something I actually want to do. Title of the article, I tried the new cow cuddling experience.
Oh,
one of Yorkshire's fastest growing attractions.
I've heard about this.
Have you really?
I've heard about cow cuddling.
I've never heard about cow cuddling.
So, doing a Radio 4 series about stress, I think we might be going to Holland to cuddle some cows.
Can I come?
Yeah, come along.
I could be a little guest in the background.
Yeah, I'd love to cuddle a cow. There's one in Yorkshire, apparently.
This is what I'm going to tell you about, Ian.
Tell me about it.
I'd love to. This is just on the outskirts of Beverley. It's called the Dumble Farm.
Dumble
in Arran.
Farm.
And it's been giving people the chance to cuddle up and walk with their Highland cows. Their Highland cows.
Oh, it's
the best of all cows.
I do find it worrying, though. Would they attack you, a cow?
Well, this is the thing. The reporter, whose name is Jack, he said that he was nervous going to this dairy farm.
Yeah, I would be.
Because, yeah, cows are big. I've been slapped across the face by a cow, by a cow's tail, because there was flies around its bum hole. There's a lot of anus chat in this one. I'm ever so sorry.
Amy, listen, how long is a cow's tail? Because how close are you to the cow's ass? That it's within tail reach of slapping you?
I'm in the middle of the cat. I was only little and I'm stroking its side.
Oh, yeah.
And then the tail's whizzing around, getting these flies, and then whoosh, like a whip to the cheek.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, but it sort of felt like, I'm at one with nature. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't have to go into that. Anyway, so Jack is nervous going into the farm, but then he realised that a family were coming out as he was going in and they all looked happy and that, you know, there's children there. And it's like, okay, they're having the time of their lives. And he goes in, but the cow's got a calf. And he's thinking, well, God, you can't go near a mother with young because that's when they're known to be bitches.
Yeah. Horrible.
Is that the right word?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so he was a bit nervous, but then, yeah, he goes up, give you instructions on how to pat them. and he just starts patting them and having a lovely time, and they're really nice and they're enjoying the company. They're very social, these cows. He did say that he could overhear people in the group saying how much bigger they are close up.
Yeah, that's sort of with everything, isn't it?
Yeah, so Jack goes in and there's lots of pictures with him hugging the cows, and you go around for about 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm doing this. I'm really looking forward to it.
I honestly think it sounds magical.
Because they're just huge, big lumps of hugging material.
Hugging material, yeah. And burgers.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm going to say to them, hey, I've started eating less meat. Recently.
That's good. Yeah, they'll appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, it just looks so lovely. And yeah, you get to see calves and all different types of cows, and they're all having the pictures taken. And
no one's getting injured.
No one's getting injured. So he's talking about one of the Highland cows. Names included, Chip, a bit too close to a burger there, and Mel C. But his favourite was Morag. Just over 2 years old, she was a beast. But one of the most affectionate animals Dumble Farm had to offer. Her 2-foot-long horns were intimidating, as they would be.
Yeah.
But once she had a chin rub, she showed that she was nothing more than just an overgrown puppy at heart.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd love to do that. I would be a bit nervous that one of them might just kick me or something.
Yeah. But definitely.
But then you know what? As soon as the pain's gone away, I'd feel happy, because I would be like, guess what, guys? I'm suing this farm. I've had a little hug of a cow, a little bit of relaxation, a serious injury. I'm going to go home a millionaire.
Best day ever. Yeah. So, well, there you go. So you can go cow hugging at Dumble Farm, cow cuddling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let us know if you've done it.
Yeah. Or if you want me to go with you as well, I'm happy to accompany anybody to a cow hug.
I'll let you know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, I'd really like to do that.
Take your coat off to feel benefit.
Ian, what have you brought to the table today?
I've brought a real cheeky story. Real cheeky.
How cheeky is it?
I think it might even be 10 out of 10 cheeky, this guy.
Oh, my God.
10 out of 10 cheeky.
Go on.
This is an article by Richard Hartley Parkinson.
Great name. That's a great name. Put him in your musical.
You couldn't be James Bond with a double barrel surname.
My name's Hartley Parkinson.
Richard
Hartley Parkinson.
But a lot of people just call me Dick HP. Well, this is an article he's written about a criminal.
Oh?
But I like this guy. Wanted man didn't like police mugshot, so sent a more flattering selfie in. It's cheeky.
That is cheeky.
There's an on-the-run former model who claims he's better looking than David Beckham sent police a selfie to help them with their appeal. So they're, like, appealing for information. Murphy, who's also known as V. Murphy, told the Lincolnshire Reporter to get my name right if they really want to track him down. And he said, if you get my name right and don't put the worst picture of me on when I've been up for 3 days in Boston Cop Shop, you might be able to find me. Post this, it's better for you. And then I just sent them a nice picture of himself.
No way. Have you got the pictures there?
He's saying the one on the right is better.
Right, they look like two completely different people, don't they?
Yeah.
The one on the left, for listeners, looks like Paul Gascoigne, I would say. Very ruddy in the cheek.
Ruddy cheeks.
He's got frosted tips. And then the one on the right looks like a bit more like Will Meller.
Yeah, yeah. Like an Italian man.
An Italian Will Meller.
With almost grey hair.
Right.
But yeah, he's just popped it up on Facebook. He's also been mocking police on his Facebook page, uploading pictures of them saying, I run this town, not you. Well, he has gone a bit far there.
He's cheeky.
I don't know if he runs the town. He's also...
Maybe he does run the town.
Oh, hang on. He's the mayor. He is the mayor as well. He also has topless pictures of himself with £100 and £20 laid out on his chest.
No.
So, like, £100
and
20 isn't a lot of money. But he's wearing sunglasses. He's got £100 on him.
Oh, my God.
Top on. But you know what? Usually you might be like, oh, well, that's a bit arrogant behaviour. But I think when the police are actively looking for you and you're like, I'm here, I've got 100 quid on my chest, I've got some sunglasses on, it sort of makes me find him quite endearing.
Yeah, but what if they zoom in, get the serial number of one of them 20s, and then if he spends it, he's done?
What is how it works?
No, but possibly.
Well, whenever a 20 spent, the serial number gets
locked. Well, I know that you can track money, can't you, by serial numbers, and that's how they get bank robbers when they spend their money. That's why you have to money launder.
Yeah.
Because you have to clean the money.
All right, Amy. Fuck hell. All right, what else do you have to do? You clean the money. Where did you clean the money?
I've got a big file of facts at home, step by step, of what I'm meant to do.
And you just set up a car wash company.
Yeah. And a nail salon. Oh, I got my nails done in Manchester. And I kid you not, it's the most scared I've ever been. Booked it online, went in. There was one man who clearly was a nail technician surrounded by men who were definitely gangsters.
Oh.
And he was looked like a shivering wreck. And it was just in like, it wasn't in like a nail salon. There was just desks and stuff. And then there was just this man sat on a stool. And I was like, oh no. And he did it and he was good at it. But somebody came into the shop and spoke to one of the gangster men. And he was just like, not now. And he was like, oh, please, can I just... He was like, not now! And then this guy left and I was just like, this is not a nail salon.
Oh, right.
But they must have to get one nail salon person in there to do it.
But what if someone else come in and one of gangsters is bizarre, oh, yeah, I just want I just want my nails done, like, just end up with absolute dog shit nails, but
dog
you can't say
nails,
anything.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't. You wouldn't dare say anything in this shop.
Well, be warned.
Be warned.
If when you go into a nail salon, there's only one qualified technician and then just five big blokes wearing vests with guns, that's not a real nail salon.
But we can't judge. They might be. They might just be.
Yeah. You can't judge someone just because they got a gun and a vest and they're in a nail salon. Don't mean they're not a nail technician.
This could be what your musical's about. It could be a guy who's in a gang and he's living the gang life. He's a thug and he's got a gun. But what he really wants to do with his life is nail art.
Yeah.
And he's trying to run his shop and get people in, but nobody's coming in because they're like, this is money laundering, isn't it? And he's like, no, look, I'm putting my gun down.
Yeah.
I'm not even touching it.
I'm not even touching it. It's just nearby.
It's just nearby in case I do need to grab it.
Yeah.
Because I've got a past, but I'm trying to get a future, if you don't mind.
Yeah. No, I think that's probably a more interesting one than the two that we've been lumbered with.
I don't know, that lollipop lady who can play snooker is genuinely... Copyright. We've copyrighted it, we're fine.
Yeah. Bang, bang, got a passion for nail art. It's like firing him in the sky.
Oh, I love that. I guess his stepping stone job for him would be working in Claire's Accessories. You know where they pierce baby's ears with guns?
Yeah. He stretches the lobe out and then puts his gun up against it.
Whoa, 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 that's the wrong gun, Tony.
No.
Okay. Dunk. There we go. Much better. There we go. An 8-month-old baby with hoops.
You can't pierce them young enough.
You can't pierce them young enough. They don't know what's happening when it's young. Just get them done. Get them all done and then they can take them out as and when.
Nose piercings.
Yeah. Like all the lists. Get everything pierced, can't you, these days? Your nose. So, so what's the latest with this guy then? Is he has he been found? Has he been caught? Is he still at large?
It doesn't say. They just sort of focus on, isn't it funny you sent those pictures? They don't say what a crime he's committed, because that might deter from the humour of the article. So they're just like, it's cheeky.
He's a cheeky
man. He's still at large, I imagine.
Well, he's got £100. He could be anywhere by now.
£100 in the
anywhere
face
in
of an
world.
Angel.
Yeah.
That's all you need in this world.
Absolutely.
If you're listening to the podcast, get in touch. How much money you got left? Send us an up-to-date selfie.
And it would be like a couple of fivers, loads of change. Is that a Woolworths voucher under that? Don't ignore that one. That I'm going to do something with that. You can still find a Woolworths if you look hard enough.
You got some old books for school vouchers from a Tesco shop. No.
Anyway, look at this fit picture of me.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tip Podcasts.
And now it's time for our special guest, Harriet Kemsley, who comes from the little village of Selling in Kent. The village has a single country estate owned by the Swire family. Do you know the Swires?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No.
The Gascaines?
Yeah, I think they're farmers. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Oh.
The Gascaines, are they good people?
Yeah, I don't know them individually, but my dad was a farmer, so part of the farming club, yeah.
Oh, I'd love to go to farming club.
I always wanted to. They had like a young farmers kind of thing, and then I think they'd all like snog on a combine harvester, and it seemed really exciting, but I never went.
Mm. Oh, no, I think there's something very attractive about like a farm man.
Yeah.
I know you've just said you're, yeah, ruddy cheeked, big
got
fingered.
A pig over his shoulder.
Ruddy cheeks, big fingers, and a pig over his shoulder. That's the three things you're looking for. You're looking at a guy going, tick, tick, where's the pig? There is a pig!
I know what I like, and I like what I like. So tell us about Selling then. I've never been.
Yes.
I've never heard of it, if I'm 100% honest.
There's not much happening. There's a train station.
Oh,
so you can nice. Leave. that's about it, I think. There wasn't even like a shop. I guess
what?
You could walk to the nearest village, and that was Boughton, and they had a shop, and that was pretty exciting.
And so you'd go to Canterbury for like a big shop.
Or Faversham, Canterbury for the nights out. Yeah, that's where I went to school. So yeah, I'd get the train in.
Oh, wow.
Then the bus, not easy. But it was actually quite quick, to be honest. yeah.
I think it's really grown up when I see kids getting the train to school.
Yeah.
I can't believe it now that I was 11 doing that.
Yeah.
And like, I can't imagine letting my daughter get a train till she was like 22, you know what I mean? Like, it just feels like, it feels too much, like it's too risky.
It's too risky.
The train to school feels mad.
It's like a business commute.
Yeah.
But you're 8.
Yeah. So Harriet, have you been up north? Have you got any stories from the north?
Now, I've been to the north quite a few times. One of, I guess, I don't know if you could say it was a highlight, but I did, I don't know if I should say the name of the establishment where I stayed, because it maybe doesn't reflect very well on it. It's a bed and breakfast that's above a pub in Chorlton. And I was doing a show there and I got to the pub and went upstairs to go into my room, and there were two women whispering urgently outside the room, and they saw me and they kind of parted to reveal a human shit on the floor just outside the room I was meant to be staying in.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Yeah. And what happened? Did they scoop it up and put it into a little bag?
Well, it was cleaned up. It was cleaned up, but it wasn't cleaned up with explanation of why it was there. It felt like a threat.
Who?
Oh God!
Were the women staff from the hotel, or were they just two women?
I think they work worked at the hotel, and they were looking at it like it was kind of a crime scene, and they didn't know what to do, and they were talking about it so urgently, but no one was doing anything to clear it up. It was like they were going to take kind of forensics or something. I kind of had to walk around it to get into my room, and then there were three single beds in my room, and so I did push one of them up against the door. In the night, I was whoever was after me, you know. Yeah, so I never found out who did it. So if anyone does know the mystery of the
Charlton Shitter.
I'd love to get to the bottom of this 7 years later.
If you were rich enough, and this is to both Harriet and Ian, if you were rich enough and you had like billions of pounds, do you think you'd stop using toilets and you would just go into like really nice hotel rooms and just poo in the bed? Because you could.
Mm. I think that that's interesting that you feel like that's a win.
But it is like, I've got like, you know, you have that working class chip on your shoulder. And if you suddenly got money, maybe I would enjoy to go into all these posh places and be like, I've just shit on your bed. Clean it up, find me. You can't do nothing to me.
You can't do shit. Like I can.
Bribe the judge if you want to give me prison time. I'm untouchable.
Wow.
I'd rather be poor. This is what a miserable existence. This is awful. No, thank you.
Just have the nicest clothes on. Walk out of the hotel.
Covered in shit.
Yeah.
I saw and had a wee on a heritage toilet seat in the Hull City Hall. Yeah, and it's from the 1800s.
Oh, well.
Wow. I mean, I do think the older a toilet seat is, the less good it is. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if we should be protecting toilet seats.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They shouldn't be listed, should they?
No, let's just get a new one.
You get them cheap as well.
Yeah.
20 quid, you could get a bloody brand new one with
Spider-Man with the fish in it.
With fish in it. Oh, that would be something to show off.
With living fish.
I haven't seen with living. Oh, what a horrible life.
That would be horrible, wouldn't it? That's someone who's just come into money as well.
That would be Ian when he makes his million.
Yeah. Ian, you haven't left any air pockets in, so the fish die after like 2 days. Get me another one.
Harriet, you've recorded a special.
I have, yes.
How exciting is that?
It's very exciting, actually, yeah. So, it's just on YouTube. It's called Woman Child, Harriet Kemsley, Woman Child.
Where did you record it?
It was at Phoenix Arts. You know, Phoenix, you've probably done gigs there. Under the Phoenix Theatre, where now Stranger Things is on.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Shout out for Stranger Things.
Big shout out to Stranger Things.
How annoying would it be if everyone booked tickets to Stranger Things off the back of this, but they didn't watch your special? Stranger Things.
Reminds me. You want to go to Stranger Things?
Sure, there was something else, but no, maybe it's fish in toilet seats. Maybe I want one of them.
Sales are really spiked for fish in toilet seats after Harriet interviewed about a special.
No, thank you very much for joining us, Harriet.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Goodbye, Harriet. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bye-bye. Lots of love. Goodbye.
Take your coat off to feel benefit.
I'm going to throw a tiny little curveball.
Uh-oh.
If that's all right with everybody. About horoscopes and star signs. Because what I thought I'd like to do is, there's an article here. New Year's resolutions you should make in 2023 based on your star sign.
Oh, that's so much easier to do, right?
Just do it like that and then you don't need to think about it. Do I need to exercise more? Do I need to sleep earlier? It doesn't matter. Let's see what your star sign says. So what star sign are you?
Virgo.
Oh, of course. You're classic Virgo. What's Virgo's, what are they meant to be like?
I don't know, I'm afraid. I don't believe in this shit.
Virgo.
This sham bullshit.
Well, let's see, shall we? Let's see. Oh, you might want to take that back, actually. Virgos are logical,
yes,
practical, and systematic in their approach. That's a bit like hydromatic, ultramatic. Why, you could be Greece lightning! Go, 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 Virgos. They're a little practical sign. Logical, practical. This earth sign is a perfectionist. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, isn't he just...
and isn't afraid to improve skills through diligent and consistent practice.
I won't say I do that.
Right. I think you're very hardworking and you really do press yourself and push yourself.
I'm real cruel to myself.
Yeah, horrible. Horrible to yourself.
You moron, get the date right.
Well, do you know what one of the negative traits is?
Mm-hmm.
Critical.
Yes, but yeah, this is all ringing. I actually believe
worried.
In horoscopes now. Yeah, that's me.
Uptight.
Yep.
People pleasing. No, you're not that fucked about that. stubborn.
I wouldn't say I'm stubborn.
I'm not stubborn. You're stubborn. Frustrated easily.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And then irritable. Great, you've already proven that one. But the positive, logical, hardworking, artistic, observant, faithful, kind, patient, responsible, reliable, and modest.
Okay.
You can't be that list and then put modest at the end.
Yeah.
Perfect, real hardworking, talented, artistic, creative, and modest.
I don't like to shout about it.
Well, shall we find out what your...
Yeah, what's my resolution?
Your resolution should be. Next year's new moons signal it's time for Virgos to get serious about finances.
Oh, my God.
Ian, you have been kidding around with money for years, but now it's time to get serious about it, okay?
Oh, yeah. What should I be doing?
If you've been planning to start a new business, pay off your debts, or focus on investing, then 2024 bodes well for money-focused resolutions.
Okay.
It's also an auspicious time to finally take that long-distance holiday or invest in a course of higher education, giving you opportunities for learning and adventure.
Well, I'm going to set up a nail salon.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Holland to hug a cow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to... whatever the third one was. You know what I mean? I'll do it.
Invest in a course of higher education.
No.
You need to
do
a nail course.
Yeah, I guess.
For your business.
Yeah, so I suppose that's all wrapped up for me.
Nail course, cow cuddling. Get serious about your finances, please, Ian.
I've got an ISA now.
Well, there you go.
I've already done it. One step ahead of you.
Classic Virgo.
What's yours? What's your positive and negative character traits?
Well, I'm a Scorpio. Scorpio character traits include being strong, enigmatic, and independent characters who crackle with an intensity and charisma that makes them unignorable. I think that means annoying. And yeah, I'd 100% agree to that. For all of their power, though, they often remain unknowable to others because they guard themselves and their private lives fiercely.
Oh, unknowable.
Well, I think that's wrong because I tell everybody everything. And I'd say that's one of my worst traits.
Maybe you were not born when people are saying you've been born.
What do you mean?
Maybe that you're not the star sign you think you are then.
Oh, do you think?
Well, what does it say your negative ones are?
Okay, so negative traits for Scorpios are very manipulative.
Oh. Yes.
And they may twist facts to suit their purpose.
Yes.
Awful. And I'm jealous and possessive. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I have trust issues. I can seem aggressive. Oh, Ian, I don't know how you put up with me. This sounds absolutely awful.
Amy, stop shouting.
Well, yeah, I'm intimidating, extremely impatient. This is awful. Mm. Well, enough of me. Let's find out how the hell I'm going to improve the year.
Yeah.
That's such a horrible piece of work.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Calm down, Amy, please.
Okay, right, Scorpio. The movement of Jupiter means romance is in the air for Scorpios next year.
Ooh.
Oh, fellow Scorpios, woo. If you're single and ready to mingle, then promise yourself you'll prioritise being open to love. If you're already partnered up, then focus on expansion in your relationship. Hello. Okay.
What does that mean? Get an erection.
I think it means inviting somebody else in.
Oh.
Can you take things to the next stage? Go on a trip.
The next stage.
The next stage. Oh, finally, we'll be able to go to Milton Keynes or recommit to one another somehow. Right. So if you're single, I think it's really exciting. If you're in a relationship, book a trip.
Just carry on.
Book a mega bus for God's sake, will you?
Some exciting years ahead for us by the sounds of it.
Yeah, so that's only really helpful for our listeners who are Virgo and Scorpio, but all the rest are basically the same, aren't they? They're all the same.
They're online. Look them up. Do exactly what it says. You've got no free will. It's all about the planets.
A bird who's died.
Ian, what have you brought from Ghoul?
So, just a quick little update for Ghoul. From the Siemens factory.
The what?
The Siemens
they
factory.
They shouldn't have that in a factory. That's too much for the poor lads.
Oh, we are making it. We're storing it. Siemens Mobility make like phones.
Yeah.
You get Siemens phones.
Oh, like Siemens. I don't know. It's Siemens,
yeah,
but is
it? Siemens.
Siemens. And they've gone.
I'm sick of phones.
Yeah.
I'm making tube carriages now.
Yeah,
they don't give a shit. They're being assembled in Ghoul. And the update is the new Piccadilly line trains are being tested on tracks in a climate chamber in Austria and Germany. Carriages have been subjected to a range of temperatures and wind conditions to make sure they can run in all weather. So they've been transported from Ghoul to fucking Austria and Germany to see if they can handle different weathers. Yeah, they probably are Scorpios, depending on when they were built.
Yeah.
And then they'll bring them back from Austria and Germany back to the UK. That's mad. How can you not just test the weather conditions in the UK?
Because the weather changes so quickly as well, doesn't it? It feels like it would be great to test it here.
Yeah.
Because you go out, it's sunshine, and then you blink, and you're in a blizzard.
Yeah, why don't they just drive them up and down here for a bit?
Drive up and down here.
But there's a place in Germany that apparently you put your train carriage in, and this building can just go, ha, train! Win! Take that, dickheads!
They're just shouting at it. That sounds pointless.
Yeah.
Why would you take it all the way to Austria? Well, just because someone just shout
hot at it.
You
can't have a building that has different weathers in it, can you?
No, that'd be crazy.
The UK's fallen for that. And really all it is, it just goes in a shed and a German man just goes, windy! Blows at it for a bit, stuff like that. Just making sure they can work.
I reckon you could keep it in Ghoul and you could get like a few lads to chuck buckets of water at it and like bang on it a bit and stuff. And
yeah, and there'd be people who'd want to do that. That's a fun job.
Yeah.
Do you want to blow as hard as you can on a Piccadilly line train?
Yeah.
And slap some water on it?
Yeah.
But I've already got my super soaker in my hand. I'm ready to go.
I'm a nail technician.
Yeah. So I'm good at blowing at things to make sure they're finished.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a nail technician? Or some other job?
What are you implying there, Ian?
Nothing.
You pulled a very funny face there, but don't forget this is a podcast. This is an audio format. He's tapping the side of his nose.
I'm trying to tap my nose really close to the mic so people get the subtlety. But that's what's happening in Ghoul. We're testing the trains. They're not quite ready yet, but they're getting there.
So the trains that are made in Ghoul will be on the tube?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll be sat on the Northern Line.
Has a
little extra bit of northernness to
if
it.
If I'm missing home, I'll get on the Piccadilly Line, sniff in the carriage, and I'll feel like I'm home.
That's lovely.
Well, thank you.
What a lovely start to the new year.
Yeah.
Cow cuddling, bits of the north coming to the south to move us all around.
You could say they're going to move us all around, cows. You know what I mean? Just trying to wrap the episode up.
Don't get it. What's
you don't get moo for a cow.
What?
Yeah, you're fucking mind here, mate.
You what? Say it again.
Fuck this podcast.
Of course I get it, Ian. I'm winding you up because I'm a nasty little
you're
Scorpio.
Manipulative.
Thank you so much for listening. Happy New Year to you all.
And thanks to our special guest, Harriet Kemsley.
Oh, you've got to check out a YouTube special, Woman Child.
It's on YouTube for free. You don't need to pay for this. If anything comes up saying you have to pay for it, ignore that.
It's a scam. Don't get scammed. Just get funnied by wonderful Harriet. Brilliant guest.
Get yourselves on our Patreon or Apple subs if you want some bonus content.
Yeah, it's fun over there.
It is.
It's fun over here. We love doing it. And we're going to keep doing it right until 2039.
Oh?
I've signed a contract, Ian.
Oh, really?
In my own blood.
Okay, well, big commitment from us.
Yeah, you can use a biro, but you still have to sign.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. It's Ian Smith here from Northern News, the podcast you are currently listening to. And I'm here to tell you that I'm recording my multi-award-nominated solo show, Crushing, on Tuesday, the 4th of June at the Pleasance Theatre in London. But I'd love to see some Northern News listeners there. We're recording the show. It's going to live online forever. So the more supportive a crowd, the better. Hope to see you there.